Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we bang our heads together by cracking into a question that Ben Barnett wrote in with.
If we dropped a penny from the top of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai and it hit somebody on the ground, what would the consequences be?
So, a penny hitting your head after an approximate 830-metre drop from the tallest building in the world. Ouch! Or no effect at all. To find out which, we'll climb to the top of an iconic Cambridge spire with the engineering don, Dr. Hugh Hunt.
So we're going up the clock tower here in Trinity College, and it's about 12 metres up to the top. And I reckon that if we were to drop a penny, then we could estimate how long it takes to get to the bottom.
The Trinity Clock Tower is much smaller than the Burj Khalifa. So how can it tell us the top speed a penny can drop on your head at? Well, after a short drop, objects start to be opposed by air resistance. So they reach what we call terminal velocity, a steady speed that can't be increased no matter how far they fall. Because we know how fast gravity makes things accelerate, we can work out how fast a penny would fall without air resistance, and then see if it reaches terminal velocity, even from our lowly vantage point in Cambridge. Over to Hugh.
It should take about 1.6 seconds to reach the bottom. If it takes longer than that, then we're reckoning that we must have reached terminal velocity.
And if it reaches terminal velocity, then it will be dropping at the same speed in Cambridge as in Dubai. Speed is important, as the faster the penny travels, the harder it hits, and the more damage it will do to a head. Back to our experiment.
We better work on the assumption that a penny landing on somebody's head will kill somebody, so we better make sure there's nobody standing underneath. Right, I got my penny, and I'm going to see if I can work out how fast it takes to go over the edge. I'll be ready. 3, 2, 1, go. So that was about 2 seconds, which means that the penny is very definitely reaching terminal velocity, even after a distance of, this is only about 12 metres. So dropping it from a higher tower, my guess is that it won't be going really much faster than the speed that we saw just then. What's happening is the penny is tumbling. It isn't aerodynamically shaped at all.
So at what speed was that penny going when it hit the ground? If it took 2 seconds to travel 12 metres height, then using the equation speed equals distance over time,
we're really talking maybe 5 to 10 metres per second, which is no more than 15 or 20 miles an hour.
And could this cause severe injury?
It's not that dangerous. You can easily throw the penny that hard. And if you were cross with somebody and you threw a bundle of coins at them, well, it might hurt, but they're not going to die.
But what about the footballers that we hear about who get hurt by coins being flicked onto them on the pitch?
Now, if you put spin on the penny, that's a different matter. If you take a penny and you spin it with your finger like a frisbee, you can get it to line up. And just like those seam bowlers, they get the seam on the cricket ball to line up, then that's a more dangerous concern.
Thanks, Hugh. So it seems that if we dropped a penny from the top of the tallest building in the world, then due to air resistance, the penny would only reach about 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Hugh doesn't think that an object with this speed and mass would cause significant damage to your head. That is, unless you spin the penny. Like a spinning wheel, then it would slice through the air with far less air resistance, move much faster, and could hit you edge on, so would be much more dangerous. Dropping a heavier 2p penny might also increase the damage caused. Well, with that happily resolved, we next stick our nosy beaks into this.
Hi, my name's Adam from Melbourne, Australia, and my question is this. How come in pregnancy, especially early pregnancy, the sense of smell seems to be heightened? What's the reason for this, and what's the science behind it?
Have you had any experiences with this? Or do you have any idea why and how senses might be highly sensitive during pregnancy? Let us know your thoughts. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @nakedscientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is @nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.